Yes, it, the moment you've all been waiting for, introducing, standing at a whopping 5'9", 189 pounds.
Who 5'9"?
I don't know what your stance is, man. I ain't going to lie to you.
That nigga gave me a couple inches. Okay.
I revere you in such a stature, my boy.
Right now,
nah, man. Look, you've been on your modeling photo shoot shit, boy. You've been looking big out here, man.
Mm-mm, don't tell them that.
Man, welcome to the Rich Dream Show, everybody. Appreciate y'all for tuning in once again. That's right, we done made it to another one. God bless. Won't he do it? Will he? Won't he? That's right, man.
How you doing?
Hey, every time he don't play.
Have your little bro again, man.
That's it. While G finishing getting his food on, let y'all know, brought to you by none other than the Now Legacy Network. Make sure you tune in to the Now Legacy Network for different podcast shows, interviews, metaverse intel, everything you need going on at the Now Legacy Network. And if you're not watching us right now, make sure you tune in to the Now Legacy Network for the live stream of the Rich Dream Show. That's every Friday, 7 p.m. That's how you end the week with your boys. Holla. Young G.
What's going down?
How you be, bro?
Been good, man. Can't complain. Shit, man. Just getting adjusted, you know? New folks, new people added to the family and stuff, and you know,
yeah,
that's about it, man.
Hold on, man. You may sound, you don't even put new people added to the
No, I fool with it a lot.
Nah, that's what's up, bro.
You know, it's an adjustment period, you know.
I mean, of course, as anything, you know, when you that's a life changing event, of course, it's an adjustment period. Any tips for the guys that's about to become a father out here, man? Maybe just family?
Tips. Well, I'm pretty early in the game, but thus far, I got tips that I would have thus far.
What have you discovered on your road?
I would say for sure, make sure you can get as much sleep as possible whenever you can.
Yes, sir.
That's first thing first. You gotta sleep. If you gotta take naps in midday, you know, if you take a cowboy nap
where you just
like put today, the yeah, yeah, because yeah. Like, you know, today I'm off on Monday, so you know, I was in there, we in there watching TV and stuff, and I'm holding and she sleep. So yes. I'm like, shit, let me go catch me a nap while she go to sleep. But it's hard to at the same time. It's hard to at the same time because like she always moving and you know, yeah. She just trying to get comfortable and stuff like that. But I would definitely say that. I would definitely say do whatever it is, like you and your lady, do it, you know. We're not gonna say that you're gonna just have a baby mom. We're gonna say it's your lady.
Sure.
Do that one again, do the other one.
You like that one?
Yeah, keep it, have me bigger, I can see better. Yeah, keep it like that.
Oh yeah, because
yeah, yeah. So if you know, like I said, y'all do whatever it is y'all wanna do, you know, go out a lot. Go on trips, do all of that, man. Man, I'm fiending for a trip right now. Like we hadn't went on a trip since last June. Yeah, we hadn't went on a trip since last June. So make sure you get a lot of that out of your system. Of course, you still gonna want to go, but you know, do as much as you can as far as that. You know, beforehand. But yeah. just as a father, man, like I say thus far, just try to be there as much as you can for your woman, your lady, your wife, whatever it is. Okay. She'll need that help. She's gonna need that help. You know, because you know, like my situation, you know, My woman ain't really, she don't work, so she here all day with the baby. And I mean, I know that can be, stressful, and I know that could be, kind of tiresome.
Yourself, man.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I know that could be tiresome, you know what I'm saying? So give her a break when you can, man, as much as you can. Things along those lines. That'll help life go smoother in the house for sure. Trust me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sound like some solid tidbits, man.
Yeah.
Rest yourself and then play relief pitcher when you can.
Right.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
Man, take it in. Take it. Any grievances this week, my brother?
You got any? I'm straight this week. I ain't
Man,
got nothing to complain about this week.
wanted
This
to
week.
go ahead and say, man, people, I guess it's kind of like filler conversation.
Okay.
You really don't know what to say to somebody, so you just saying some,
Just talking.
yeah, like, and I'm gonna pick at people, like the whole how is the podcast going thing. I
Right.
get sick of hearing that from people that I know not watching the
This,
podcast.
yeah,
It's like,
that's how
bruh,
it go.
you tell me how it's going, you let me know, like,
Nah,
but.
see, because it's funny because I
Because that's
get the
like kind of
same
fake.
thing.
That's disingenuous to me. Because it's
I
like,
get the same thing. I get the
yeah.
same thing, but you can t so the ones that you can tell when it's the ones that don't watch it and they just trying to make conversation like you say, they'll ask it in that way. But the ones that actually do watch it, they'll give me a story from like something that we
Yeah.
said, or they'll give me like
Sure.
some type of, talk about a clip that we put out or
Yep.
something like that. So you can tell the ones that actually watch it and actually really give a fuck about,
What's going
talking
on?
about it.
Yeah, man. But yeah, that was just my little thing. Like, you don't have to have filler conversation if it's not genuine, or you
What are
like,
we talking about?
yeah, man. It's
What are we talking about?
okay. We can save that breath, save that energy, direct it towards something meaningful. All right, man. Yeah, some of y'all might feel like this. With our R-list topic of the day, but for what I just said, and you have every right to do so. R-list topic for today is, why should I take your advice? G, you came up with this one right here. This can apply to a lot of areas of life
Yeah.
because
You
we
see
live.
how you just asked me, a father, any advice on being a father?
Bye.
That's it. That's the people.
And
People
even
don't get
though,
into it.
you prefaced it was like, oh, I'm
Yeah,
kind of
I
new in the
prefaced
game.
it. I prefaced it.
You don't know. What do you know about?
Of
You
course.
know that. You come
And
here.
it's and, I mean, whatever. That's cool, but
Yeah,
I
yeah.
am. At the end of the day, like I said, I can only give you advice up to what I've experienced so far. So, that's just what it is. I'm not gonna sit up here like I'm a seasoned vet at this shit. Like I'm still wet behind the ears, so to speak, with it. So,
Sure.
still learning new stuff every day. But it's just the angle I was coming at this one with was kind of more so. You have a lot of people that'll be saying, that'll say what you should do, what you shouldn't do, and all aspects of life. It don't matter, like if it's in business, in your personal life, with family or whatever it is. But the thing is, for me, especially in business, how can someone. And I'm not talking about nobody in particular, so nobody take this as a shot. This is just something I be, these topics, I feel like for both of us, it'd be stuff that we just think about randomly. I know that's how it is for me. Like, I
Yeah.
just think to myself a lot, and I'd be like, I can talk about this on the show. That's kind of how I come up with a lot of my topics. But it's people that hey man, you should be doing this and this and that. And, funny, I do have a guy in particular, but he's a cool guy. He's a cool
Yeah.
guy. Don't get me wrong, he's a
And
cool
that's the
guy.
thing. A lot of times when people giving out advice,
I
they
know they mean
mean
well.
well.
I
Yeah.
know they mean
They
well.
just want to help.
I know they mean well, and he's a cool guy. You know what I'm saying? It was. I remember when I first dropped the clothing brand, And he's actually bought something from me, so he's a customer. So I'm talking about like a lot of the people, a lot of my clients, they would want to ask me about it and what I got coming next and all of this, but him in particular, he would ask me about it very often. He would ask me about it at that time, probably damn near every time he came.
Okay.
And which I have no problem with it. I like to talk about it. I ain't gonna run from a conversation about the brand, but it would be like he would be like, "Man, y'all need to get stickers, bro. Like, y'all need to get this, y'all need to get that." And I'm just sitting up here. I'm like, "Okay, yeah, that sound cool. Sound cool."
Was he plugging you in on the stickers? He had a sticker plug?
He did, but my thing is, he was talking as if this was just gonna take the brand over the top. And I'm just like, "Bro, do you even have a business in general? Not even, let's just say, not even a clothing business.
Right.
A business in general that you run day to day, every day."
That's what's going to be one of my points is like when you giving out this most of the time unsolicited advice if you feeling like
Unsolicited. Yep,
and
most times.
that's take it back to the number one point. It's okay to let people ask you first.
That's my, if I ask you,
Yeah.
then I must think that you have some type of knowledge that I can use,
Right.
regardless if you a business owner or not. If I ask you that, cool. But if I don't ask you,
Right. Yeah. 9 times out of 10, I probably didn't need that opinion. And think to yourself like this. When you got an opinion on what somebody else is doing, where is it coming from? Is it coming from like, okay, I have some knowledge of this, so I can really help in this
I've at
aspect.
really done this before. I've worked with somebody
I
that
mean,
had
yeah,
worked
I've been in close
before.
proximity. And I
My
know, and I'm
uncle
telling
has
you,
a
it can really
brand, my
help.
cousin, my dad, somebody that.
Yeah. Or is it just coming from a place where, if it was me, I feel like a lot of people think in that mentality so much.
I think
It's
that,
so easy to view people.
yeah, I think that along with what, nowadays, everything is social media, driven. So whatever they seeing a lot of the, I guess you could say, the more popular brands doing,
Yeah.
on social, online, on social media, whatever, they think. I'm a person that believe it's more than one way to skin a cat. It's more than one avenue to success. I believe each person has their own avenue. Now, whether you take from that person or take from this person, if you take from this person, that it's still different. It's still your own lane. It's still your own lane. But to think that somebody should be copying exactly what somebody else is doing online to reach where they're trying to reach in
Yeah.
their business or in their brand, it's foolish to me, man. Like, to me, that's watering down the authenticity of what you're trying to do. Our brand is not just a name. Like, it has real meaning behind it. So, when people try to give off this advice, it's just like, I appreciate that, but at the same time, it's like, if you're not doing what I'm doing,
Yeah.
if you haven't done what I'm doing, I don't really, even, and it may be good advice, I don't really want it though, because I would rather give me the person, give me the expert versus a novice or somebody that's just on the sideline looking, and just give me that person. I'm gonna take that advice every time.
Yeah. Okay, I feel like that's good advice, if we can say that.
It is.
But no, maybe have a credible source if it's not
Yeah,
something
something.
that you. But yeah, just you popping out the side of your neck saying, oh, this is probably the way you need to go. It's just kind of wild. But of course, everything's circumstantial. If somebody asks you, that's different.
Right.
Or like I said, if it's coming from a place of experience, that's also different. You got to say that for the hot takes. But
No doubt.
as far as why should you take certain people's advice though? I'm gonna say, you definitely want to listen to the guidance of people that have been in your situation, or that have overcome certain challenges or something.
That but it really gotta be what I'm doing though.
Yeah.
How do I look as a barber telling a nurse what to do?
Mm.
How do I look as a barber telling somebody that lay concrete what to do? That's two different markets.
Yeah, that was, you went left with that one.
I don't even know how to promote laying concrete. Now, we both on social media promoting our businesses.
Right.
That's a similarity, but at the same time, I don't know how to market to people that need concrete laid or poured. I don't know how to do. I don't even know what the market. I don't even know how to promote to that market at all. So, and another thing, like I would say, if, as far as why should I take? Of course, relationships. Uh-oh. It's all these people's like, especially people online right now. That's the one of the biggest topics on social media right now. Relationships.
Yeah.
Different aspects of it, of course, but it's like, man, it's a lot of people that really listen to these podcasts and take these people, or not even podcasts, people that just make those posts. You know, like people make certain posts and say certain things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just like, why in the fuck would you take that person's advice when you got a mama or a dad that's in a relationship, even if they're not in a relationship with each other, I'm sure they've been in other relationships. You got why do we have a tendency to go online looking for advice? Now I see if you went to, like you say, actual credible source.
Yeah,
that's different. A credible source.
I feel like though, to answer your question, some people feel like the online opinion is a little bit more unbiased because they don't know you.
But is it credible though?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, I don't care about the, is it a credible source? That's all I'm trying to see. If it's a credible source, then I can fuck with it.
It could be, it could not be. It kind of, it's like a flip of a coin on that.
Okay, but that's why you do your research on the person that's sharing their thoughts. You know,
that's always a good way to be.
Think about it. Kevin Samuels. A lot of people tear him down. A lot of people, mainly women, some guys too, but mainly women, they tear him down. But
peace.
when this guy would ask questions like, you know, what's your dress size, what's your weight, what's your height, and you know, he would give the women their honest opinion of, hey, you 5'4", 200 pounds, you weigh much as you weigh more than the average running back. I mean, listen. And you know how black women are. I love my black women for sure. But black women, you know, they think as long as you think you're good. Hey. But sometimes I'm just saying that's what they think. Think as long as you think you're good, as long as it's in the right.
So we're gonna say some. We're gonna say some.
Women. Yeah. I'm not saying all, but I'm gonna say a good portion. A good portion. Yeah. I don't know one black chick that wanna be skinny. I'm gonna just be honest. I don't know one, but I mean that's just us though. But it's kind of like, you know, he was a credible source because he was an actual image consultant.
Right.
That's what I think a lot of people missed about him. They just thinking it's hate. And no, he's really coming from like a professional standpoint. Like that's what he done. He did that for a living.
Right.
You know, but like I said, but in those cases, okay, I got you. Right. But somebody just sitting up talking. Like if me and you talking about relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that don't know us, don't know what we do in our everyday life, never been around us, you probably really shouldn't take our advice like that. Yeah. Now, you can listen and be like, okay, I agree with some of that, but don't, come on, man.
Yeah, it's like the RLS topic in itself, man, real life-ish, you know.
Yeah.
That's where we basically draw our stuff from. It's from our experiences.
Exactly.
So, definitely never want you to say, oh, Rich Dream said they was experts on such and such. No.
Especially not at relationships, you know. I hadn't been in it enough. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I hadn't been in enough to be an expert for sure.
Yeah, man. Shoot.
But I just find that funny though, man. I was thinking about that yesterday. The topic, you know, it's I don't know, man. I don't know. Then I think it's sometimes like, you know, it's those people that rebel against their parents, don't really want to take the advice of their parents. You talk to your parents, you could probably find out a lot about yourself and why you move the way you move from your parents. You know what I'm saying? But,
And, you know, another thing I'm going to say, just to kind of look at it from a different standpoint, just because someone may have certain things, because I think we idolize so much of just, you know,
money.
Just because they have certain things or they on a certain plateau does not mean that they took a credible road or a noble road to get there, that they have high values and morals.
Yeah.
So don't let that be too much of a guidance on taking advice either. As we see the stuff getting uncovered all the time, there's very sleepy, underhanded people that got lots of money. Yeah, man. Don't take everything at face value.
Nah, you can't.
For sure, for sure. But I tell you what you can do. You can stop at Redbird Mall. That's right. Stop at Redbird Mall. Next time you're in the Dallas area, make sure you stop at Ramir Market. Get in there. Cop you some Rich Dreams apparel. Take a look at all different types of brands they got in there. They got the Cocky brand. Ramir actually has his own brand in there as well, the Ramir Market brand. Man, they're doing big things at Ramir Market.
They get up to like 40 brands now.
Damn.
They get up to, yeah, I think you want to say you're up to like 40 brands right now.
That's fine. But if you can't make it down to Dallas, yes, that's right. You can get online as well. Make sure you hit your Etsy shop. Etsy.com/shop/richdreams with 2 Z's. Make sure when you get in there, you take a look at all the inventory. Put it in your cart. Matter of fact, if you don't get it, make sure you add it to your wish list. And when you do make a purchase, make sure you leave us a review as well. We appreciate that. Yeah, want to make sure you get all the reviews so everybody can know how our stuff is and how we can get better and improve. Take it in now, man. Get to this Black Business shout out. Black Business shout out for this week, man. We got Pure Contact Detailing.
Yep.
I like it. Got Pure Contact Detailing. Okay, wait a minute. I think I recognize that fine automobiles.
Oh, man. I'll be putting my whip out there for the folks to see it, man. Nah.
Too late.
Nah, this my guy, man. This my guy, Real, man. He actually did the last photo shoot for the brand with the sweaters and stuff. So
okay,
we trying to. I don't know if I said this last time. But yeah, we trying to get him from up under the thumb, man.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? But now, man, he has a detailing business as well. He pull up on you, man. He's very detailed with it. He's very detailed. That's, you know, that's the work, man. Like he does a great job. So he in the DFW area. Like I said, he'll pull up to you if you need it. If you need it.
The number right there. 334-306-6627. Okay.
Dallas 4-1. Follow him and DM him, man. Tell him G sent you, bro. So I can get a discount on my next one, you know.
Already, man. That's what we want to do for real.
Yep. That's why I'm doing this. You're
following at him.
yep.
Nah, big shout out, man. Pure Contact Detailing. Get with the boy, man. That's what's up. Check, get that handle one more time. I lost it that quick. Pure contact detailing. Man, we about to get into a little bit of sports as well. But first, want to let y'all know, we got new drops on the way. Got the spring drops coming in. And then as well, as far as Rich Greens, the brand goes, you can catch us in June. And it's going to be in the Dallas area, right?
That's the next pop-up, yes. It'll be, Dallas.
Okay.
I forgot
that. We'll get the physical address and all that stuff.
Want to get close to time, but it's definitely in the Dallas area, yeah.
But yeah, search for the Culture Pop-Up, man. And y'all probably find it if you're looking for it. But yeah, we'll be out there at the end of June. And we got spring drops on the way that should drop in the next month or so. So y'all be on the look.
It'll be month before a month. It should be in the next week or two.
Okay.
Between the next week or two. We also going to do another photo shoot for him. So stay tuned. We got a new photographer. I'm excited to work with this guy. I've seen some of his work. He did a little work for us at the fashion show a couple weekends ago. So, and the pics came out pretty dope. But yeah, man, stay tuned. We keeping the gas. We keeping our foot on the gas, man.
Yes, sir. So, 2024. Let everybody know what's up. All right, man. So you know we had the draft this past week, man.
Did.
Pretty much kind of seemed like it went out about how everybody kind of predicted. Caleb Williams went number one to the Bears. Do we perceive that's going to make a difference? Or do you think that he's going to succumb to the history of Bears quarterbacks?
I don't know, man. So I didn't get to see much of him at USC. I probably only seen like the one game when they played Colorado, which he did. He did a job on them. But I don't know, man. If he is what they say he is, I think he'll do good. I think they put the weapons around him so that he can succeed, or you have a great chance at succeeding. You know, you got two all pro receivers. You got two pretty good running backs. I think they got the tight end. What's his name? Kmet. I think he's pretty good. And the defense, you know, they always the Bears always have a formidable defense. But I think it just comes down to the line.
Yeah.
You know, come down to the O-line, man. If they can protect him, I think they'll be successful.
Hey, if you know football, that's generally how it goes.
Period. That's kind of how it go on any level, to be honest.
I guess that's why we can make some sense of our pick. We had the 14 pick, us as being the Saints. If you don't know by now, that's how we rock over here at the Rich Dream. So, we Saints fans. See how I tried to say that with pride, y'all? At number 14, we take offensive lineman Talese Faga. Hopefully I said that correctly. Okay. I mean, he's from Oregon State. I mean, if we saw him from round one for a round one pick, he's obviously got to be talented. Not gonna lie, man. I'm gonna be a little. What do they call it? Prejudice. Hey, man, when Samoa be strong, bro. Probably got them joints.
I hope he good. Well, we picked him at 14. Picked him at 14. So, you know, I hope he's good. I think we address needs in the draft. We needed I seem like we always need a O lineman. We can never draft a quarterback in the first or second round. We never do. It's like we just gonna keep doing this patchwork with these niggas that haven't really been consistently successful. You know, they don't have a good year here and there.
We got superstar Derek Carr, man. We all right. You don't need no quarterback, man. Then we got rid of the problem. You know, the problem was Jameis, so right. We got rid of him. But yeah, on the more happy,
we don't ever do what the fuck we supposed to do in the draft, man. Or I get it this year because I want to say, what's his name? Ramchick. I want to say Ramchick may be out for the year. So we really needed an O-lineman. But, I mean, even if we didn't, man, we wouldn't have drafted a QB anyways. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, it's frustrating. It's frustrating.
LSU, man. Shout out. The boy Jaden Daniels went to the Commanders. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He won the Heisman, right?
Yeah, he won the Heisman last year. Yeah.
Heisman winner. Hopefully he can make some change over there. Good luck to him, because he ain't going with much. Don't seem like I don't really.
Yeah, well, you know, they got a number one receiver over there. They do got a receiver, so I don't know. You know, they got Dan Quinn over there, so I'm sure the defense, he gonna make sure the defense is at least formidable.
Yeah.
I don't know much about the offense, but I do know they have McLaurin. McLaurin, like low key, McLaurin really. He's a top 10 receiver in the league, but you just don't know that because, you know,
so many,
the Commanders are not good. You know, they haven't been good recently. So, but he's been a consistently good to great receiver for sure.
Right. Okay. We'll see how that pans out. You know anything about Drake May?
Oh, man.
That's the third pick. Went to the Patriots. Coming from North Carolina. I do know North Carolina has upped their football game in the last, you know, couple years. So maybe he's been a part of that.
Yeah.
Big guy, 6'4", 223, so prototypical quarterback.
Peyton Manning, Tom Brady type.
Yeah. Passed for 8,000 yards.
They say Justin Herbert, like they kind of compare him to him.
That's what they put his bill kind of. So
yeah.
I mean that definitely ain't bad company to keep if it's if his skill set can pan out to be similar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's what they saying the skill set is compared to.
It's always gonna be so much pressure though. I feel like going under that Patriots quarterback role because everybody, whether they say it or not, they expecting you to kind of be the predecessor to Tom Brady because that's what that franchise is looking for.
Yeah,
which, you know they never gonna find it because I mean, hello, it's Tom Brady. He's definitely a winner.
Yeah. You don't find them guys every year, every other year. Those are generational talents. But I think it's a little less pressure on him than it is Mac Jones than it was with Mac Jones for sure.
Yeah, I'm right.
Mac Jones got in there and stuck it up a little bit. So like, okay. But we ain't just gonna pick a Tom Brady just off the rip like that. Okay, let's.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, we can work on getting just a winning quarterback.
Right. You know. So, but like I said, I don't really know much about his game. I don't know.
I'm gonna do one more, and then we switch over to basketball since it's basketball season. Number four, Marvin Harrison Jr. from Ohio State going to the Cardinals, man. I hate to say it, but I just feel like it's a wasted situation. Like, and as much as I like him, he just too little. Kyler Murray just too little, man.
Yeah. I mean,
I just don't think he's gonna be able to quarterback his way into any type of real contention. At the end of the day, it's probably gonna always be
What is he like? 5'11"? Like 5'11"? Something like that?
Maybe. That's probably generous.
5'10", 5'11"?
Let me see.
I think Russell's about 5'10", 5'11", though.
5'10".
Yeah. Russell about the same height, 5'10", 5'11".
I feel like they're being generous with that 5'10", too.
Huh?
They probably being generous with that 5'10".
Well, they being generous with all heights at that point. You know what I'm saying? Especially the shorter guys.
Good point.
Because I think Drew listed at 6 feet, and Drew used to have to, like, So I think he can be. I think he just has to stay healthy. I think, you know, as long as he's healthy, he plays well.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to, again, put the right pieces around him. I think that's a hell of a start. I don't know who they have at running, but they still have James Conner.
I don't believe they traded him. That was the running back they had previous. So.
Right. So, I mean, as long as they put the pieces around him, I think he's a good enough talent to
make. I think that's what I mean, though, when I say too little. I think that size be having an effect on him being healthy.
He's only had one injury, though, that ACL.
Okay.
He's only had one injury. So, if it continues, then we can say, okay, well, maybe, you know, same thing with I was having this conversation with somebody about Jamal Murray in my suite, and I was like, Jamal Murray only been hurt like season ending one time.
Yeah,
that was that. But you know, it seemed like it was a long time because he was out like a full calendar year.
You know what I'm saying? Just
the whole run type of thing. Yeah. Yeah. So, I wouldn't exactly say he has, you know, has like an injury bug yet. We'll see. I mean, you know, after an ACL, you know, who knows? Like,
yeah,
it could turn into that, you know.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. Hopefully not. Because the man is he's a great talent at quarterback for sure.
Yeah,
he excited to watch.
And let me not rip on him too much. I didn't see him make some great plays.
No, he's exciting to watch, man. I don't want to play against him. He's exciting to watch.
Yeah, man. You know how we do when somebody get to scrambling around.
Oh man, we can't do nothing with that. We can't do nothing with it.
We lose our whole bearings about us. Oh no,
we can't do nothing with it.
Man, look. Speaking of can't do nothing with it, I'm going to go ahead and start it off for you. The Lakers went ahead and got their one little, I guess, moral victory. I don't know what to call that. Just so you can't say you got beat. Pride. Just so you can't say you got beat 12 in a row.
Pride.
But you got beat 11 in a row, and then you paused, and then you probably going to get beat the next. I just don't understand. Like,
dang.
Where was all this competitive fervor the first three games, bro?
That's how they do, man. It'd be funny. It's funny though, watching the game, just watching the game and seeing the different emotions and the different looks on each of their faces. You know, each team's faces when things are going great and when things are not going so great. It's like, you know, but in this series, it's like not LeBron, but the Lakers, they have had the lead, like majority, overwhelmingly. Most of the time,
I think they were putting the stat up there. It was like 105 minutes to like 40 minutes or something like that.
With the over double the time. So it's like it really comes down to probably the second half.
Yeah,
and even in a game or two in the second half, y'all have had leads. You know, so it's but it's funny. It's like when y'all be on them. Oh man, everybody looking locked in, engaged, looking fierce in the face. But soon as they start,
you ain't got to do that.
Hey, but as soon as they start coming back, it's like, come on, man! Everybody mad, you know? D-Lo over there eating chips on the sideline and ain't in the huddle, like
chill out.
You know, it just be, you know, I don't know, but. I'm gonna keep it a bean though, man. It's been every game has been competitive though. So I mean, that's all you can ask for. I mean, let's stop shitting ourselves. Denver's just the better team. Denver's just a better team, but I give Lakers some props. Like anybody else, it may be 2-2. It may be 2-2. You know, through the first four. possibly 3-1 on their end, you know, because
That was some good basketball they was playing. I'm gonna say, especially what that was. Was it the first game they really was jumped out to the lead? I think.
Yeah, that was the first. They did. The first they jumped out to a lead every game.
Yeah, yeah.
Every game they've jumped out to a lead. In the first half, they've jumped out to a double digit lead every game.
Yeah, bro.
So it's just about sustaining it, you know. Players stepping up like they did game four, you know. D-Lo, I think D-Lo dropped like 23-24.
Yeah.
Austin Rivers probably had about 15 to 20, you know.
I think it was game two. That was the game where it was just like
20-point lead.
Because I think D-Lo was like 5-7-3 at the half or something like that, just putting up crazy shots. And it was like pushing, and it was like Ron and AD was going off and clicking. It's like,
yeah,
it didn't seem like they could play no better than that. And then at the
end, you're right. They couldn't. So, not on the road. They couldn't play no better than that on the road.
Yeah. You know what? I gotta say though, that's another thing. Gotta give them some props for coming back from that to get a dub, because.
Well, I mean, they got LeBron, bro. Like, LeBron, he's not – you can't shake him. Like, if you beat him, then you were just really the better team.
Yeah.
You can't shake Bron.
Not mentally, yeah.
You can't shake him. You can't shake Bron. You can't shake AD. AD been putting up the same numbers every night. I think he actually had 27 rebounds the last game. So, AD's going to do AD. LeBron's going to be Bron. It's about, as you know, everybody's been saying, it's about the others. D'Lo, Reeves, Rui.
Dinwiddie, who has been nothing.
You know, everybody got to chip in against these guys.
Vincent, who has really been nothing since he got there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. He hit a big three for y'all late in the game.
Atemori, who's just, I mean, it seemed like he trying, but just, he can't get it. He can't put it in the basket. He just can't put it in the basket.
Also, he's not getting this. It seemed like the last couple of games, he's not getting as many attempts either.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's, you know, him maybe not being as aggressive, or they just mainly going through AD and Bron and Reeves. Yeah. I've seen him
miss a couple just gimmies, though, layups and stuff. So it's just like, ugh.
But you still need him at the end of the day. So you can't just go away.
But. Tighten that shit up, boy. On the opposite end of the spectrum of that, when it was just not a competitive series, Phoenix has gone ahead and got up out of there.
Got pulled the brooms up out of there. Pulled the brooms out for him, bro.
Yeah.
Pulled the brooms out.
The young Gunners gunned them down, man, and Edwards and them. What is to be said about Phoenix, man, after this?
Man, I think in general, it's you know, the younger guys, those younger guys like a Luka, like Ant, just a little bit younger. Who else you got?
Jay Tatum on the way, of course.
Jay Tatum.
Jokic,
of course, you know, he's a champion. Like Embiid, he coming. If he can get healthy, he's there. But it's just
Morant when he get back.
Who that?
Ja, when he gets back.
Yeah, of course. See, we forget about him. But it's their league now, bro.
Yeah.
Putting
their foot on the net.
It's their league now. You can't deny him now.
Mm-hmm.
Look what they're doing to the greats of yesteryear.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They swept. Have KD ever been swept? They swept. Did the Celtics sweep them? His last year in Brooklyn? I think the Celtics swept them.
They might have.
Yeah. Okay. So, but I'll.
Yeah, I know who hadn't. No, Bradley Beal hadn't been swept. And he'd be damn if he was gonna be swept.
And he got swept. And what he do in the game? I think he had 9.6.
I don't know if it was because of like injuries, but he never really looked on balance. Like it always looked like he was kind of flailing around as so
he
was
moving. He was the least talented of their big three.
Yeah. Right?
So, and coming off of injury.
Mm-hmm.
With no facilitator on the team.
Yeah.
So it's hard, man. I don't care who you got out there against the best talent in the world. It's hard not having a facilitator, not having a guy that his main, okay, he maybe can score like a Chris Paul, like a Rondo.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he can score, but his main objective is to get other guys going, get other guys facilitate. Yeah, so I think that I think they just didn't have that. Now, if they have that, that's probably a different Phoenix team, you know?
Possibly.
Yeah. I think it's a different Phoenix team if they have that. But and of course they also need to get like another big.
Yeah.
They need another big. Yeah, they need another big. But I think that was more so their problem.
And everything. I feel like that'll work wonders for them spacing wise. Because all of them would be better at moving without the ball, whether as one guy trying to ISO and the other one's just trying to figure out where they're supposed to be at.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll see what they do in the offseason, man.
Yeah, man. Got Boston up right now as we speak. They'll probably have a 3-1 lead going into today.
Yeah.
If they ain't already closed it out by then.
Mm-hmm.
Got Thunder. They playing simultaneously. About to go in and probably sweep the old Pelicans.
Put them on out.
Put them out their misery. Let's
put
see.
Them on out, man.
Where they playing at?
They playing in New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they might get one of them stupid games.
I don't know.
That series is over, bro.
Definitely.
Just mark my word. If they get this one, the next one definitely be up when they come back up the road, up the Chesapeake.
Not for sure.
And then, you know, we already talked about them. We're going to watch LeBron and them try to hang on. Let's see. How you feel about that 76 Knicks series, bro?
I honestly thought it was going to be 2-2. I was surprised that the Knicks was able to pull out the game 4.
Yeah.
But man, Bronson just got going, man. He another guy. That's De'Aaron Fox, like these guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. But yeah, he just started balling, bro. And I think so. It was a play that happened. I was watching.
Oh, Shai Gill too. We can't leave him out of
there. Yeah. Shai definitely one of them guys. Yeah, for sure. Not to leave him out. What I was gonna say? Yeah. So in the Knicks game, it was something happened, some type of hard foul or something.
Yeah.
And like Embiid and Brunson were going back and forth a little bit. I don't know if they were like just like going at it on some about the, but they was, you know, they was having a conversation, like a lengthy conversation even after the play. Man, when I tell you after that, man, Brunson ain't never let up off them. It didn't matter who was on him. 6'9" dude.
Yeah.
Tobias Harris.
You took Tobias Harris. What good meme time in his hole. He didn't win a nice little
Who screen. Else? Maxi. It didn't matter who was on him. Like, he was scoring. And, man, that's crazy because I remember when we went to that playoff game when they played the Clippers a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I seen him then. I was like, that dude nice.
Yeah.
And he took off not the following years. He just took off, man. So
yeah.
Shout out to him.
Nah, man. Villanova raining heavy up in New York right now.
Mm-hmm.
Dante DiVincenzo and what's my boy name? Because he came over from
New York.
Josh Hart, man.
Yeah.
Boys out there balling crazy. And then all of this without their superstar, Julius Randle. So definitely, man. Gonna be interested to see what they can do after that. Then we got that Magic Cavaliers series. They tied 2-2. You know, two middle of the pack teams. You think either one of them will actually make any noise once they get out of it?
No.
Look like it's 7, probably. Huh?
Yep. Cleveland having too tough of a time with that young team. Neither one to make noise.
Yeah. Yeah, but definitely I feel like that's another guy over there, a quiet sleeper guy. But is it Ponchero? I think Ponchero.
Yeah. Ponchero, yeah. He's pretty nice.
He's pretty tough.
Second year. He still got a lot of growing to do.
Yep, and that's the thing. Like, he got a great window, seemed like.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got that boy Jalen over there, too. He had a couple injury years, but he was like a high draft pick. So we'll see if he can get back on track. And then Pacers Bucks look like.
The Stars ain't even in that series.
Yeah.
You understand Dame out, man. It's over, too. It's over, too.
You think once they get out of there, you think they're going to let Doc go? Or does he get another chance because of the injury?
They hurt. So it's kind of not his fault. Like,
yeah.
So I'd give him another run, I guess, for a full year.
Just brought him in.
Yeah, I'd give him a full year. You brought him in around the halfway point. So yeah. I'd give him a full year, see how he does. And then I'd go from there. I mean,
coming back motivated.
He deserved a full year at it.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully, even though Dame will be another year older now, but
yeah,
hopefully, he can come back 100% and they can get something rocking over there. And that's the thing, they got to keep that whole thing together because then you got to worry about Middleton. Hopefully, he stayed right.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see on them. So let's see, man. Let's see who we got. Oh, yeah, it's still too early. We'll be talking about the next rounds. But you got an early favorite for the championship besides Denver out the West?
That's been my pick since we started the year. So, I mean, other than that, nobody's advanced yet. Nobody but the Timberwolves. But
yeah.
I don't know yet, man. I don't know. I still got Denver, though, so. That was my early pick. I'm staying with it right now.
I feel like Denver has the West on lock. The East is up in the air. And I feel like whoever come out of the East, it really ain't going to matter.
Probably not.
I just don't see who over there can guard Mr. Joker. I'm trying to think. Bam definitely can't. Tatum or Porzingis, they not going to have nothing for him. Porzingis may get a block.
It's still super early though, man. That's why I don't really playoffs have started now. I picked Denver at the beginning of the year, but some crazy shit can happen, bro. You just never know. On either side, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I mean, in my opinion, still, you know, like I said, I'm still riding with it. I don't really see nobody messing with Denver for sure.
Okay. Hey, man, we're going to see. Going to be exciting offseason. Then we're going to have the Olympics to use to look
That's
forward.
Going to be hard. I'm ready to see the Olympics, too, though. I'm ready to see that.
We'll touch on that another week. We're getting to this movie of the week, Wolf of Wall Street.
Classic. Yeah.
Real tough movie right
That's
here.
That's one of my top fives.
You going to throw it up there?
That's one. No, it is. That's one of my top fives. Yeah.
Okay. Definitely a savage one. Shows how just another movie about that dang stock market, man. Showing how you can get in there, make a lot of money. And you know, it always starts playing off the little guy.
So this one was I got you. So this was them. This was a guy, very ambitious guy, for sure. What was his name? What's his real name in there? Jordan Belfort. That's his name.
Okay.
Jordan Belfort. This is a guy. He's very ambitious, man. And he starts on Wall Street. Actually, he starts on Wall Street. And then I think maybe like his first actual day on the job, what was it called? Black Friday or something like that back in 87, where the stock market crashed. Stock market crashed the first day of him actually. He interned for like 6 months until he took the, what do they call it, the Series 7, Series 6 test or something?
Yeah, sure.
To be a stockbroker. But this actual first day on the job, the stock market crashed. So he got fired. But along the way of him being an intern, he had a guy that was a stockbroker teaching him the game.
Yeah.
Now, him teaching him the game was like on some dirty, slick, slime ball. Like, I don't give a damn about these customers. I'm trying to get my my check every.
That's what I admit. They was basically stealing from the little guy.
I'm a manipulate. Well, they were manipulate. They did start with the little guys, but they manipulated anybody. You got to think about it. Some of these guys putting $100K into these, you know, into their hands to invest for them. So, you know, it's just like they would tell them, like, yeah, man. Like I said, if I had these paper towels, they'll try to pump it up to make it seem like it's the next big thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is going to make you a lot of money. And they, you know, they're basically telling them lies to sell a stock in.
Yeah.
You know, and he learned that while he was interning there. So once the stock market crashed, he ended up working for another spot, killing it there, and ended up getting his own business.
Yeah.
Getting his own stock brokerage or whatever. And, man, it was so crazy. Like, dude, you know, eventually you get caught, right?
Yeah.
Eventually get caught. So even after getting caught, they gave him a chance to just walk away. Couldn't do it. So, you know, eventually you gotta pay the piper, man. When you're getting over that many people and that many people, you know what I'm saying?
My favorite listeners.
They gonna get you.
That's one thing, man. They play by a lot of stuff. Government ain't gonna play by their money.
They gonna get you. What was some of your like craziest moments, like where he's like, wow, that happened, or wow, he really did that.
He was on the news. That's one of my favorite parts.
Boy, slobbing out the mouth and everything.
You try to get that goddamn car.
Oh my God.
Then the best part is when they show you what actually happened, because he thought he was so smooth.
Like, yeah, I did that. I made it home unscathed. That boy hit everything on the way home. He hit everything.
Life over.
Yeah, bro. Honestly, that
brought out to me just like how having money is like, it's a high in itself, but it just exposes you to just some crazy shit. Like, he had a drug that wouldn't nobody else really even have access to no more.
Yeah, unless you had money. If you had money, you had access to it. Same with like cocaine back in the day. Only the rich people with money had it. But man, that was probably the craziest. Let me see. No. The craziest, I would have to say, bro, in the movie, the craziest moment to me in the movie was, I would say when they were on the boat. Now, this is near the end, when he's scrambling around. He trying to do this and do that, you know. And, you know, it's at this point, it's inconveniencing him. So, I forgot what country he was in, but he was like, yeah, let's go to wherever, Switzerland. I think he was trying to go somewhere to get some money or something. And it was him, Donnie, and their wives.
Right.
The captain of the ship told him, like, yo, it's going to be a lot of, they call it a chop, but I guess a lot of, you know, bad weather,
water,
you know, a lot, the water was not going to be safe to sail in. And he was like, fuck that, I got to go get this shit. Man, the motherfucking ship, bro. Like, did you see that shit? Like, the ship caught a big ass wave and like nosedove, like, bruh. And what's funny is he told Donnie, he was like, that's why I thought you was talking about this moment when you said something about the Quaaludes.
Oh,
he told Donnie, he's like, go get the ludes. I'm not gonna,
I remember.
Yeah, like, he said, I'm not gonna die. Basically, like, I'm not gonna die sober. Like,
right,
I'm
right.
Like, oh my god, it's a problem at this point. Ooh. And man, and then at the end, once they actually got rescued, and then I think the plane. He said the plane that he was supposed to, the plane that he got was getting sent to pick him up. I guess once they hit land on the ship or the yacht or whatever, a fucking bird flew in the engine and it blew up.
Damn.
And that's where he was like, that's when he got sober. He got sober after that. But it was too late then. It was too late. You still going to jail. But that was a great movie though, man. That'll show you how people can lose sight of reality. Reality is, man, you fucking a lot of people out of their life savings, a lot of those people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of those people, they putting their life savings in your hand because you telling them you're supposed to be, again, you're the expert.
Yeah.
I'm taking advice from an expert, supposedly. You know, I'm not expecting you to be lying to me. So they putting all of this money in your hands and, you know, you playing games just to get a commission.
Fucking no. Getting you going on the yacht and everything, doing coke off bitches' ass and all
come
that
on,
shit.
Come on, man. Out the butthole, man. Like, come on, bro.
And I'm up here working hard to the bone, man, trying to just send my kids to school or something like that, man.
Yeah.
Can't have that for real.
Exactly.
But it definitely showed too the power of just how seeming like you know can influence others, or having that confidence, because you see how he did when he amped him up with the
that homie and shit. Yeah.
Hey, he had a whole team of people behind his back, you know.
He led him. Now he led him down a bad road, but he led him. He was a leader. Like they followed. But because
it's hard now.
Like we said earlier, bro. You said your point was sometimes just because people have money, have fame, have something that you want in life, that doesn't mean that they're the right people to follow. In this case, it doesn't mean that they're the right people to follow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We said, you know, at the beginning, it was like take advice from. But in this case, they're not always the right people to follow. It's about your morals and your values. And his shit was very low.
You got to look at the character, what people talking about, man.
Very low character person at that point in his life, man. He only cared about making money, and that's it. And didn't care who he messed over to do it.
It's crazy.
Well.
Yeah, man. So definitely take a gander at that Wolf of Wall Street.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie, though. Very entertaining movie.
Leonardo DiCaprio in that thing, too.
So got one of the GOATs. One of the GOATs, for sure.
Big time. That boy, when he get in the role, he be in the role, boy.
Man, he be in it, man. He be in it.
I want to know, did he know them dance moves? Or do you
man, think... he probably was out there just doing some stuff, man. You know,
he probably was a little high. You know, they be getting fucked up.
They probably would just to do the role, make the role seem a little more real to some people get in character.
He did a little bump.
Some people get in character like that, though.
Oh, man. Look, y'all, we appreciate y'all, man. Make sure you're tuning in. Catch us on YouTube, Rich Dreams TV. Make sure you getting everything, man. The Rich Dreams universe. Like I said, make sure you're shopping with us on Etsy.com to get the merch and get the brand. Hey, and make sure you ain't slowing down. Make sure you keep chasing them dreams.
Yep.
That's it, man. It's the Rich Dream Show. It's G. It's Smoke. Much love. Peace.